This is Scott Mace with the Bike Parking Report. On February 27, 2006, Caltrain kicked off construction of a 1,600-square-foot bicycle parking facility at the train station at 4th and King Streets in San Francisco. Here are the highlights from the kickoff. The first speaker you'll hear is Caltrain Board Chair Ken Yeager.
It's been a real challenge to come up with the money and a way to make this project pencil out. But at long last, we are here to celebrate the start of construction of the Caltrain San Francisco Bike Parking Facility. Let's have a round of applause for that. And we'll see if we're actually able to do this out on the sidewalk. We're going to figure out if we can actually have our sort of painting of the facility. But on this spot in late summer, a new 1,600-square-foot building will be open for business, ready to park its first bicycle. Bicyclists are very important to Caltrain. We were the trailblazers when we were when we allowed bikes on board in 1992. The program has expanded again and again, and today we allow bikes on every train every day. We are proud of the fact that Caltrain is recognized nationally as the leader among commuter railroads. Last year, we carried 1,860 bikes per day, more than 6% of our daily weekday ridership. We have more than 1,000 lockers system-wide. We value cyclists as an important segment of our ridership. But as much as we welcome bikes on our trains, I think everyone realizes that you can only accommodate a limited number of bikes on the train. When all the bike spaces are taken, cyclists have to wait for the next train, which is a frustrating experience all the way around. For bike ridership to really grow, we have come to realize that we have to find a better way. We need facilities at train stations where people can leave their bikes, get on the train, and then pick up their bikes at the end of the day. Cyclists have told us that they want a safe, secure place to leave a bike all day. We have heard them, and we think San Francisco, our busiest station, is the ideal location for a bicycle parking facility. This facility will be a great option for cyclists, whether they already bring their bike on Caltrain or have thought about doing so. We hope to increase overall bike usage and transit ridership, but at the same time to reduce the number of bikes on the trains. This will help us keep our trains on schedule because loading and unloading bicycles keeps the train in the station longer. Operationally, it's far better for Caltrain to have cyclists leave their bikes at this new facility than to bring them on the train. This is a new business model for Caltrain. Before Caltrain awarded the bid for construction of the building, we also selected an operator. He goes by the name of Cash. I don't know where Cash is. There he is, and he's known to all of to us and those in the bicycling community, and his business is called Warm Planet Bikes. So congratulations, Cash. Cash has an extensive track record in San Francisco with bike parking, and we are hopeful and optimistic that he will be successful in his new business venture. CPM Constructors of San Francisco was selected in December 2005 to build the facility at a cost of $439,000. Their work will begin soon.
Next to speak was Sue Lempert, who represents San Mateo County on the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, otherwise known as MTC.
Last February, my commission colleagues and I adopted a 25-year transportation investment strategy for the Bay Area. This plan, which we call the Transportation 2030 Plan, establishes several new funding programs to help improve mobility for people throughout the 9-county region. One of these new MTC initiatives is a regional bicycle pedestrian program. The Commission dedicated $200 million over 25 years for bicycles and pedestrian improvements throughout the Bay Area. Among the proposals MTC received in its very first call for projects to be funded through the new regional bike ped program was one to help finance the bike station here at the San Francisco Caltrain station. And I am proud that MTC approved a $300,000 grant to help fund the first 3 years of the bike station's operations. One of the goals of MTC's regional bike ped program is to spur infrastructure improvements that will make bicycling a viable option for more Bay Area residents. And one of the keys to achieving this goal is to make it easier to combine bicycle and rail travel. And that's exactly what the bike station does. The popularity of the baby bullet trains and the limited space available for bikes on them makes the bike station all the more important. If you live in San Francisco and are heading south to work on Caltrain, it just makes sense to ride down here, park your bike for the day at the bike station, and retrieve it when you get off the train in the evening. And for folks who work in the city and ride the train north from the South Bay or Peninsula, they can leave their bikes here at night and pick them up for a quick ride to the office in the morning. We all know there's practically no place to park a car here at the station. So providing safe, secure, and convenient bike parking, we're making bikes the most efficient way to get to and from the station. That's not only a good way to stay fit, it's a smart way to travel. And I heartily recommend it. My husband's been riding his bike to the Caltrain station in San Mateo for over 40 years, and he says it's the only way to go. So.
Next, San Francisco Supervisor and Transportation Authority Chair Jake McGoldrick.
The San Francisco Transportation Authority has provided over 80% of the construction funds, these capital construction funds, for this bike station from a combination of TFCA and Prop K funds. And we are here, of course, and having dedicated, above all, a great deal of TLC. No, not the TLC you're thinking of. No, tender loving care. A lot of tender loving care has been dedicated to this project. And again, working with the Peninsula Joint Powers Board, the Department of Parking and Traffic in San Francisco, and the bicycle community, the advocates in the field, we all know, are really the fuel that drives the engines where we're sitting there saying, you know, how should we steer this machine? And so the bike community, and of course I see Leah, and Leah's going to be up here in just a moment, all helped to partner up to facilitate this. And certainly in terms of the innovation of this project, I think we all know what it means in terms of both ways on this train. The authority, by the way, also nominated the Caltrain bike station to compete for MTC's first round of regional bike and pedestrian program funds. As has been mentioned, the grant application then was successful. The combination of $300,000 in MTC funds matched with $39,000 in Prop K funds is what will provide the first 3 years of operating funds as well for the project. We hope and expect that this three-year period will allow sufficient time for the project partners and the bicycle community to demonstrate success and establish a long-term sustainable program and plan. The location of the station, of course, is truly geared for success. It will cater to San Francisco residents making the reverse commute, a really important growing trend I know we're all aware of. Also, Peninsula workers headed for downtown and SoMa, and impossible to forget, since we are standing in the shadow of the baseball ballpark here, also important for visitors and shoppers and baseball fans. And it is clear that this bike station is a very, very cost-effective approach to supporting transit ridership and encouraging cycling and improving the quality of our air.
Next, Nathaniel Ford, Executive Director of Muni.
This is a great project that our organizations pulled together to make happen. As managers of the streets of San Francisco, the MTA is pleased to be involved in a project that is investing in San Francisco's bike infrastructure and its network. This will encourage multimodal trips through the offering of a state-of-the-art bike storage facility. We will encourage cycling. It's not just a great deal for San Francisco, it's a great deal for the entire Bay Area. Thank you.
Next, Leah Shaham, Executive Director of the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition.
It is one of the brightest days the bike community has seen in about 5 years, and that's how long we've been working on this. You've heard a lot of people talk about coordination. These aren't just words, I promise you. These weren't just nice things to say in a speech. I've been in so many meetings with so many of you sitting in this room for so many hours, and that's what got this project done, is so many people coming together. And I want to quickly thank, you've heard it before, but I would be undue not to mention the amazing leadership at Caltrain, from the JPB down to some very hardworking staff here, April Chan, Ross Weir, Mark Simon, folks who put a lot of hours into this project and made it happen. The Transportation Authority, who stuck through it and helped us get through a lot of tough times. The Municipal Transportation Agency, a leader in the city on this issue. The Department of the Environment was very instrumental in keeping this project going here in San Francisco. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District stuck with us. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission, thank you for your support and funding. Of course, the mayor's office has also been instrumental. I want to mention, we probably couldn't miss the headlines over the last few days, that the number one concern on people's minds in the Bay Area is transportation, above housing, above everything else, number one, transportation. That probably doesn't surprise any of us here getting around, working in the field that we do. But I want to commend the agencies here. I want to commend all of us. I want to commend San Francisco especially for being a leader to make sure that we're looking outside the box, that we're being creative in how we address those challenges. We've got to be innovative. We've got to be doing things like this bike station. We've got to be combining multimodal transportation if we're going to succeed, if we're going to make sure that that number one concern drops way down low so that people are thrilled with their transportation options. I would recommend we look at other cities around the world, cities like Amsterdam, Copenhagen, Berlin, Paris, London. These are all cities quite similar to ours in many ways who are making sometimes difficult but usually successful choices to step outside of the build the freeways and they will come mentality. Instead, to invest in our transit systems, to make sure our light rail systems connect with the train system, that our bike network connects with the train system, that we're giving people affordable, environmentally friendly, and more city-friendly options for getting around. I think we're doing that in San Francisco. And I think we're going to see an amazing success here. Mr. Yeager mentioned some impressive numbers about the bike usage on the Caltrain system. I want to share some numbers that we have. I think they're about a year old. I hope they're still correct. But this station specifically, the 4th and King Station, you see 9% of overall riders at this station bringing their bicycles on the train. That's 540 roughly passengers a day at this station alone. This is the highest bikes on transit ridership in the nation. We're doing something right. It's fantastic. And as several people have mentioned, the demand is growing. That's a good thing. We're meeting that demand. Let's not shy away from it. I do want to put my own caveat, if I could, on one thing Mr. Yeager said, is that from the Bike Coalition perspective, we don't want to reduce the bike access on the trains. We want to make sure that there's growing access everywhere, on the trains where we can, but off the trains. I think we know the future of combined bike and train mobility is to make sure there's station access, that we're not only doing it here at 4th and King, but up and down the line at the biggest stations around the Bay Area. We know we have great success on the BART systems now with the growing bike stations. They're doing a wonderful job. You all are, Caltrain is reopening, the wonderful success Palo Alto station. We need to make sure this grows and that we're inviting more bicyclists onto the system. We know that's going to actually increase your ridership, increase your revenue, and increase the pleasure for all of us in getting around San Francisco. So I just want to say thank you so much. It's been a pleasure for the Bicycle Coalition to be a part of this project, and we cannot wait to get out here and make it a booming success. So we look forward to a few months from now coming back with our bikes and ringing our bike bells. Thanks so much.
After dignitaries had ceremonially spray-painted on the sidewalk where the facility will stand, I spoke with Cash, who will run the bike depot once it opens. So I'm talking to Cash. How are you?
I'm very good.
Follow up on the announcements here today. What size will the facility be, and what will the operating hours be, and some other nitty-gritty details, if you know them?
Well, as I always say when people ask me down at the bike parking facility at the Giants Stadium, we will always take one more bike. I will figure out a way to expand this facility to meet all the needs of the cyclists in this city. The nominal capacity is 100 bikes parked. We have a 1,600 square foot facility, which is broken into a full service bike shop and a parking area. We expect to be open sometime within the year, but it looks like a winter opening, which actually makes for quite a few possibilities, since this is a commuter-oriented shop, and commuters ride in the winter.
And what about hours of operation?
Well, that's the hardest thing. We have to start work at 6:30 in the morning, and we're required to stay open until 6 in the evening, but I think a lot of later commuters are going to be coming through as late as 7 o'clock. So we're looking at a 12 or 13-hour day on the weekdays, and then another 10-hour days, two 10-hour days for the weekends. It's going to be quite a long day for me. We're going to be open on weekends simply because that's a traditionally busy day for bike shops, and the bike shop has to succeed to fund the bike parking.
Are there any sources of revenue other than the bike shop?
No. Once this is up and running and we've exhausted the startup funds, this will be entirely run without subsidy and entirely without cost to the people who park there.
Will there be any option for people who come after the facility is closed to retrieve their bike through some kind of smart key or anything like that?
There are generally security issues with any kind of automated access system. Anybody who's ever lived in an apartment building in New York knows that. We will figure out a way for off-hour access to work, but my system relies entirely on someone standing over the bikes and keeping an eye on them. That is the only security system that has ever been known to work.
Will you also take donations?
Absolutely.
How about other help you could need? Are you going to need personnel to help staff this?
Well, as I say, this is a full-service bike shop. So we're running a small bike shop, and the employees also do the bike parking. I think this is the best, lowest cost in the long run solution to storing bikes safely.
Thanks for talking to me today.
Absolutely.
This concludes the Bike Parking Report. Thanks for listening.